people often wonder a lot, you know, what will the end of the world be like and things like that. And, you know, one of the Old Testament prophets had kind of talked about the day of the Lord, and not the literal end of the world, but the end of the Mosaic system that they had back then was going to come to an end. A lot of people equate Zephaniah chapter 1 through Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 3 with those end days. Now, of course, we feel that he's talking about 70 A.D. there. But everyone is going to have an end day, whether it be by God's hand for everyone on this earth, or if it's going to be individually. Now, someone once said, what would the headlines be in the various different magazines that they have out there about the end of the world? Well, someone put this together, and it was quite humorous. In U.S. Today, they say, we're dead. The Wall Street Journal would say, Dow Jones plummets as world ends. Sports Illustrated would report it as game over. Wired Magazine, you know, technology and stuff like that, they'd say, the last new thing. Reader's Digest, we condense it down and just say, bye. Discover Magazine, how will the extinction of all life as we know it affect the way we view the cosmos? TV Guide would put it, death and condemnation, Nielsen ratings soar. The Ladies Whom Journal would report it as lose 10 pounds by Judgment Day with our new Armageddon diet. And Inc. Magazine, you know, it's for all the entrepreneurs and the businessmen out there, 10 ways you can profit from the apocalypse. And while that's humorous, it does kind of clue you into how the world thinks and everything like that. And it wasn't too much different during Zephaniah's time as to how the world thought. A little over 2,600 years ago, the prophet Zephaniah described the spiritual condition of the people of his country, Judea. Let's use the words of Zephaniah to kind of help us look backwards and evaluate where we are spiritually, and also look forward to see what we can do in our own lives to avoid the spiritual apathy that is the cause of God's judgment on his people. Now, let's take a moment to kind of look back at who Zephaniah was. Fortunately, Zephaniah provides us with some information about his ministry. Verse 1 of the book reveals his heritage, including that he was the great-grandson of Hezekiah. We can't be sure whether or not this is the same Hezekiah who served earlier as the king of Judea. You might remember that we ran across him as we looked into the prophecy and in the incarnation of Jesus in Isaiah 9, when we read those passages. But if Zephaniah is a descendant of King Hezekiah, that would mean that he had royal blood and that he was related to the current king, Josiah. Zephaniah actually means Yahweh hides. Perhaps a reference to him being hidden away as a child during the evil reign of Hezekiah's son, Manasseh. We'll also see later that in the morning that his name is quite relevant to the message that God gave him to proclaim to his people. Now, Zephaniah reveals that his prophecy took place during the reign of King Josiah in the southern kingdom of Judah. Josiah was a reformer who removed much of the idolatrous worship that was taking place in Judea at that time. And although he reigned from 640 to 609 B.C., or B.C.E. as they say now, it appears that Zephaniah's prophecies took place early in Josiah's reign, prior to the fall of Nineveh in 620 B.C., and before many of Josiah's reforms had been put in place. That would make Zephaniah a contemporary to Jeremiah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. So you have these prophets of God all given their warning just about all at the same time. So let's read the first chapter of Zephaniah in that context. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the the heavens, and the fish of the sea, and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off from this place the remnant of Baal and the name of the idolatrous priests along with their priests. Now, I'll stop here for a moment, and it's kind of a sidebar, a side lesson, is look at the language that he uses in his prophetic utterances that they would be carried away or swept away from Judea again. Now, God uses this apocalyptic language that things were going to drastically change by saying everything was going to be wiped out. Keep that in mind when you read Revelation, because John is using that same language. Not talking about literal things that are going to happen, but in a figurative sense that the world for these people was going to be turned upside down, and everything that they knew was going to be wiped out and taken over by others. In verse 5 in our text, those who bow down on the roofs to the hosts of the heavens, those who bow down and swear to the Lord, yet swear by Milcom, those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek the Lord or inquire of Him, be silent before the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated His guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. Verse 9, on that day I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all traitors are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish them who are complacent. Those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will He do ill. Their goods shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is